Dr. Pinsky dictating email IME on August 10 regarding Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S, Diamond, D-Y-M-O-N-D. Francis Diamond is a 61-year-old male who was evasive about how and when he might have injured his shoulders at work. Paired with extensive probing, he stated he was lifting soda at some point. Paired in another thought, he states he reached for a case of soda at the top of a stack and hurt his right shoulder. Paired, he did not indicate whether he went to the emergency room afterwards. Paired, he eventually underwent right shoulder replacement surgery, but is no longer receiving any active care. Paired, preoperatively for this procedure, he was found to have an aortic valve rupture that necessitated surgical repair. Paired, in terms of how he may have injured his left shoulder, he was quite vague and simply indicated that this was due to, quote, lifting, period, end quote. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Diamond alleged on 10/26/20, he was pulling cases off of a truck and one fell on him, causing injuries to both shoulders. Period. You have informed me that he originally went to an attorney and filed a claim relative to right shoulder sprain and rotator cuff tear. Scratch that. He went to an attorney who filed a claim alleging bilateral shoulder injuries. Period. He then went to a different attorney who filed a separate claim petition regarding his right arm and right shoulder, resulting in right shoulder replacement. Period. New paragraph. As per the medical records supplied, Mr. Diamond was seen at Inspirit Urgent Care on 10/30/20. Period. He related that this was only a partial note leading to a diagnosis of arthritis of the right shoulder region for which he was begun on medication. Pretty returned, scratch that, on 11/2/20 he was seen by nurse practitioner Jackson. Period, he complained of pain in the right shoulder after moving out of the way to avoid a case of soda falling on him. Pretty also stated on Thursday he was making a delivery and had a case of 1.5 liter soda in his hands when a case of soda fell from the bay above him. Pretty turned to avoid the case from hitting him. Pretty, as he turned to do so, he was holding a case of soda he was holding jerked him forward, pulling his right arm forward, injuring it. Pretty filled out an incident report when he got back that day and went home. For the next morning, he got up, his shoulder was really hurting, and then he called out because of the pain. Period, later that day, he went to urgent care where they did x-rays, placed him in a sling, and prescribed naproxen. Period, on the morning of this visit, he called into the job, and they told him to come to Pivot to get checked. Period, he had no other complaints or injury reported, and underline this, including any to the left shoulder. Period. After exam, he was diagnosed with a right shoulder strain and was referred to physical therapy. Period. He followed up and remained symptomatic. Period. On 11/23/20, he had an MRI of the right shoulder to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph on 12/7/20. The petitioner was seen by orthopedist Dr. Marchetto, M-A-R-C-H-E-T-T-O, complaining of right shoulder pain. Period. He also ascertained a history that, quote, he has a history of bilateral shoulder pain over the years. Period, end quote. He was here because of the acute onset of increased pain in the right shoulder. Period. Dr. Marchetto observed right shoulder x-ray showed significant degenerative joint disease with an elevated head. Paired MRI from 11/24/20 showed massive rotator cuff tear with glenohumeral arthritis, common moderate DJD at the acromion clavicular joint. Paired, he diagnosed primary osteoarthritis, comma, right shoulder pain, comma, right shoulder rotator cuff sprain, and chronic massive rotator cuff tear with glenohumeral arthritis. Paired and bold the chronic massive rotator cuff tear. He quickly recommended shoulder replacement. Period. New paragraph, he was then seen by Dr. Lazarus on 12/18/22. Consider this. Period. Mr. Diamond not only complained of right shoulder pain, but stated his other shoulder also bothers him, but the function remained adequate. Period, 3 weeks of physical therapy with no improvement. Period. His diagnosis was right shoulder rotator cuff tear and arthropathy. Period, the options were not great. Period, they discussed possible surgical intervention. Period. Paragraph on 7/20/21, he was seen by cardiology who noted he had a history of aortic valve disease, comma, ascending aortic aneurysm repair, comma, and aortic valve replacement, who presents for a perioperative risk assessment prior to elective shoulder surgery. Period, he was deemed to be at moderate risk for cardiovascular events or complication from his low-risk shoulder surgery. Period. He did submit to the surgery on 8/5/21 to be inserted here. Intraoperative shoulder x-rays were also performed. Period. He followed up with Dr. Lazarus through 11/9/21. Period. He learned the petitioner never went to therapy, but taught himself exercise. Paired exam showed active forward elevation 160 degrees, with external rotation side of 45 degrees. Paired did 5-5 strength to horizontal and to external rotation without pain. Paired there was no crepitance. Paired x-rays that day showed status post reverse ball and socket replacement. Paired the process was well located. There was no evidence of wear or loosening, and there was no scapular notching. Period. Dr. Lazarus advised him to do therapy once a day forever, and that he would have permanent restrictions on the shoulder. Period. Physical exam. Actually scratched that. Prior records show he underwent thoracic spine x-rays on 1/28/18 that showed no acute vertebral finding. Per the history given was, quote, alleged assault, period, end quote. He also underwent x-rays of the left ribs and chest, but their full reports were not provided. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed a healed oblique anterior scar of the right shoulder measuring 5 inches in length. Period. Motion of both shoulders was limited actively. Period. Abduction right was 100 degrees and left 130 degrees with tenderness, comma. Flexion right 100 degrees and left 160 degrees. Paired motion was otherwise full and all independent spheres were left crepitus or tenderness paired. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist on the right and T12 on the left. Paired motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all planes without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or locking. Paired manual muscle was 5 minus, which resisted right shoulder internal rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. Shoulder maneuvers, he had positive aptly scratched test bilaterally. Paired, he had a positive near impingement maneuver on the left, which was negative on the right. Thoracic status normal, cervical normal, and thoracic normal. Impressions, Francis Diamond evidently has alleged to have injured both of his shoulders at work. Pierre, you have informed me that his left shoulder claim was denied. Period. He did seek treatment at Inspire Urgent Care for his right shoulder on 10/30/20. Pierre, he had ongoing treatment with various providers on the right shoulder. This culminated in surgery on 8/5/21, period physical therapy, and was deemed a maximum medical improvement by Dr. Lazarus on 11/9/21, period. There are some oblique acknowledgement of Mr. Diamond having issues in his left shoulder as well, but there was no documentation that he received treatment for the left shoulder. Period. The paragraph, the current exam found he had decreased range of motion actively about both shoulders. Period. There was no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficit in either upper extremity. Period. He had some provocative maneuvers, some positive provocative maneuvers at the shoulders. Period. There was minimal weakness and resisted right shoulder internal rotation. Period. He had full range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spines. Period. In the paragraph, there is 15% permanent partial total disability referral to the right shoulder. Period. I note that at the outset, Dr. Marchetto diagnosed him with a chronic rotator cuff tear. Period. This speaks against the acute incident of 10/26/20 causing it. Period. In terms of the left shoulder, I would offer 3.5% permanent partial total disability based primarily upon his decreased range of motion and positive near impingement and aptly scratched tests. Period, however, review of pertinent medical documentation involving the left shoulder would help confirm my impressions. Period.